The Rosh comes and tells us in Or Chaim that a person has to distance himself from Sheker and Kazav. Sheker means something which is false and Kazav is lying. The obvious question that one has to ask is, what is the practical difference at the end of the day? It's teaching me that I have to only speak the truth. I can't lie and I can't say something which is false. It seems to be the same thing. So the Mefarshim explained that there is a difference. Sheker is something which is totally false, and Kazav is something which is partially false. There's an aspect of truth within that false statement. And therefore, remove yourself from something which is totally false and something which is partially false. Which begs the obvious question. If I already know that I have to stay away from something which is only partially false, then why do I need Sheker? Obviously, I have to stay away from something which is totally false. Because of something partially false, I have to distance myself. How much more so something which is totally false, I would have to distance myself from that as well. I think what we learn is something very important, and that is that Sheker is not only teaching me to stay away from something which is totally false, but it's also teaching me that I have to stay away from something which is the antithesis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Chazal teach us that the Chasima of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, is truth. Not only do you have to stay away from something false because it's inherently not true, but you have to distance yourself from something which is the antithesis of everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands for. And that can't be learnt alone from Kazav. It has to be from Sheker, because Sheker is the opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he stands for, which is Emes.